This is Katie Breedeman for the Voice of Charity. Lourdes, France is one of the holiest sites in the world. Join me on this special podcast as I welcome Father Wayne Watts, Noreen Russo, Pam Davis, and Jackie Anderson to discuss their experiences together in Lourdes last summer and the plans for the 2024 trip as Father Wayne continues a 30-year tradition of leading Chicago pilgrims to serve in and experience Lourdes. Father Wayne, can we please start with you? Can you remind our audience what first drew you to Lourdes?
Well, I often describe it as God's sense of humor. When I was in the seminary, we had a class, our music class in the first year of the seminary, was with Father Wojcik. And one of the things Father Wojcik did is we all had to stand. It was, today we might call it hazing, but I don't think it was hazing. We all had to stand in front of the whole seminary student body and sing a solo. And we could pick any solo we'd want to pick. And the choices varied quite a bit. One of my classmates sang Psycho Killer from the Talking Heads.
Oh,
that
my.
Made me a little nervous. But I sang, Immaculate Mary, your praises we sing. I sang what I knew as Immaculate Mary. I later found out it's actually called the Lord's Hymn. So that was God's sense of humor. Then a few years later, someone gave me a vestment from Lourdes and said, I hope someday you'll take the children to Lourdes. And if you bring them to Our Lady, she's going to point them to her son. I thought she was crazy. I had no desire to take children to Europe. But kept praying about it and thinking about it. Kept coming back into my head. And I have a strong devotion to Our Lady. And one time I asked my then pastor, who now I actually live with and is Pastor Emeritus, and I said, what do you think about Lourdes? And he said, I went kind of as a skeptic because my mother wanted to go. He was an only child. And he went with his mother as a young priest. And he said, in Lourdes, Christian charity came to life. And for me, that was like the light bulb that went off. I thought, this is perfect. And so I started thinking about it, and I asked a few people if they would want to send their kids on a pilgrimage to Lourdes with me. And the first trip, we had about 3 adults and 8 kids. And that's how it started, Katie. It was really something.
It really sounds like maybe the first of many times the Holy Spirit entered in to this idea and to this beautiful ministry that you created, Father Wayne.
Well, thank you.
And so what are the key takeaways that you hope each pilgrim gets when he or she travels to Lourdes with you?
Well, it's interesting because I've done it, as you mentioned at the beginning, since 1995. And probably in the last 10 years, because the interest has grown so much in young people and not so young people interested in going. I make them, or I invite them. I make them probably is an accurate term. Write an essay why they want to go. And I say, why do you want to go? How do you hope to grow? And what gifts do you bring to the pilgrimage? It's an opportunity for kids to reflect and adults too, to reflect on their gifts, to share their gifts, and to reap the benefits of others' gifts.
I bet the letters, the essays that you get are quite powerful.
They're really something. So I ask them to write an essay at the beginning and when they return. So it's really quite something to look at how people have gone and grown and deepened their faith and their desire to serve. I have, I think, 6 alums from the pilgrimage who have become priests. And this year I was so excited because I always wanted to have somebody join religious life. And this year I got notification that one of my alums is now in the convent, a woman religious. I'm so excited about that. And then we have alums like the ones who are gathered here today that not necessarily because of their trip to Lourdes, because a couple of them have already been at charities, but it's probably directing a little bit of how they're living now.
And so what are your thoughts, Father Wayne, as you plan the 2024 pilgrimage to Lourdes?
Well, it's amazing to me that this year it filled up so quickly. I think we only have one or two spots left in our this year's group. I'm excited to go. We really enjoy working with the Diocese of Belliards, a place near Lyon in France, in the eastern part of France by Lake Geneva. And we work closely with them. They're our friends. We call ourselves twinning dioceses, unofficially anyway. We twin with them. We help them. We have great relationships and friendships with them. I think that's the thing about Lourdes. It's all about relationships, which I think that's about life in general. It's all about relationships. And so we look forward to seeing our friends and working with them again and watching the young people go for the first time and experience this really special place.
I should mention that, you know, you have not only become wonderful friends and companions with all of the wonderful pilgrims from Belliards, but you're also so well known in Lourdes, the town, that back in 2008, when you traveled to Lourdes with Cardinal Francis George and a contingent here from the Archdiocese of Chicago, that, you know, there was a special ceremony making you an honorary chaplain of Lourdes. And that's such a special international designation for you, Father Wayne, and so well deserved.
Well, thanks so much. It's fun. Cardinal George, who was a kind of matter-of-fact guy, when they gave me the, what our producer Michael May called the medal, it's a cross, and it's the cross of Lourdes, and when they gave it to me, it looks kind of like the cross that a bishop would wear, and the chaplains wear them for liturgies in Lourdes. Cardinal George was very emphatic that I could only wear it in Lourdes and not wear it in Chicago because it would make me look too much like a bishop. And I said, don't worry about that.
Well, as I said, so well deserved from your many years of carrying forth this ministry. And Noreen, you are a key player in that as well. I know you do a masterful job of coordinating the logistics for each year of the summer pilgrimage to Lourdes. Can you ask, kind of remind
Noreen's
our audience?
In charge. I just go along for the ride.
I think the two of you are a pretty good team. But Noreen, how did you first get involved and what keeps bringing you back each year?
Well, I went twice when I was in high school, so way back when, and loved my experience. And after college, Father Wayne asked if I would go as a chaperone. And I've been going ever since as a chaperone and kind of helping with some of the logistics behind the scene. But what really brings me back is the relationships, as Father Wayne said, and I love this quote by Bernadette, that's love without limits. And I think all the relationships there show that love without limits. The sick and the malads and the elderly are the VIPs. The youth are treated with respect. So you just see, and people who speak different languages are hanging out with each other. So for me, it's that love without limits in the relationships that are built each year.
You know, Pam, I'd like to bring you in the conversation. Can you tell us how you first heard about Father Wayne's trips to Lourdes and what made you commit to going last year?
Absolutely. Over the years working at Catholic Charities, I had the opportunity to hear Father Wayne and Noreen talk about the pilgrimage. It sounded like an experience that would be very meaningful. But to be honest, I didn't really think it was an option for me. I'm not Catholic, and it didn't feel right for me to be taking a spot on such a holy trip when someone of the Catholic faith could be having that spot. But my interest continued to grow. So eventually I went to Father Wayne and Noreen and spoke to them about my desire to go. And they were both so welcoming and so supportive of the idea that last year I followed my gut and I committed to going, and I'm so grateful that I did.
You know, Jackie, I'd like to also hear your perspective. You know, Our Lady appeared to St. Bernadette 18 times between February and July of 1858. After learning more about these apparitions and visiting that holy place, can you describe in general what you will you see her messages as being? What were her messages to St. Bernadette back in 1858? And in your opinion, you know, is she still calling people the Lord's today?
Yeah, I think one of her main messages was that she is the Immaculate Conception, Mary. So she affirmed that doctrine in the Catholic faith, that dogma. And I think just in appearing to St. Bernadette was a poor, illiterate peasant in that town. And to those around her, and even in society today, it's the poor and the sick are not really seen as important. But we see in Mary and who she appears to over and over, she shows that those people are important in the eyes of God, and are we equal to others? And that's very apparent at Lourdes. I think Father Wayne said this on the trip, and Noreen said this as well, but the sick and the disabled and the malades are truly the VIP. And that was something that constantly struck me as I was there. And just, I think, carries into the message of Catholic Charities as well. And I thought that was just very beautiful and striking at Lourdes. She also said to St. Bernadette that she promised her happiness, not in this life, but in the next. And that always also is striking to me. And that another message is that God does want us to pray for healing and does give us healing, physical sometimes, but that also sometimes he doesn't, and that there will be suffering on this earth. But that there is still beauty and grace in that. And there's so much other kinds of healing that he wants to give us, whether that be spiritual, emotional, just his presence with us. And I experienced that with a lot of the malades that we worked with there, that they were still sick or disabled, but they loved to come back over and over again. And they had so much joy. And Lourdes, it's just such a beautiful and special place.
Thank you for listening to this Voice of Charity podcast. Each show airs live Tuesday mornings at 8:30 on WNDZ, 750 AM in Chicago, with a simultaneous live stream on YouTube and Facebook at Catholic Chicago. We invite you to learn more about ways to get involved at Catholic Charities by visiting our website, catholiccharities.net, or by sending an email to partners@catholiccharities.net. Join us as we continue to improve lives and nourish spirits across Cook and Lake Counties.